Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Thursday, the 1st of June. I thought I'd just jump on and do a quick one. I've just put a note in the Telegram room, people asking me where the podcasts are. They're not going anywhere. Obviously, for those of you on the FTS Telegram group, I've kind of detached myself a bit from Twitter and put everything on there. Just been doing a little bit of market research, asking you from FTS stuff that we produce, what is worthwhile, what isn't, getting feedback from you guys. And from that, then I am plotting the way forward. So I've been focusing on that. We are also diving around the country, visiting family currently. Looks like Sam's brother has got cancer, unfortunately. We hadn't seen them since we went down last year, when one had a stroke, one had a heart attack. That was whatever, March 22. Looks like the one who had the stroke now has cancer. And on that note, best wishes to an FTS member, Brian. Brian's been a long-term FTS member. He has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. Hopefully, caught it soon enough from the dialogue I've had with him. So best wishes, Brian. Hope it goes well. But Brian did ask me to point out to people, if men particularly, if you are over 50, go and get checked. Just in obviously in discussion, Sam's brother. I mean, it's one of the sort of things I don't know enough about it, obviously, by far anything I know about, but one in two people, I think it's almost impossible now to speak to somebody who hasn't been touched by cancer. And I'm one of the sort of things that baffles me, and whilst we've got really good at treating it and identifying it quicker, but the money we've thrown at it, and obviously the numbers of people who get it now are far worse. Obviously, for me, a lot of it is to do with the shit that people eat and the processed foods and things like that. I'm sure that plays a part. But as I say, I don't know enough about it. But as Brian has said, particularly 50-year-old blokes, we get our free medical check. Go and get checked out, and do try and watch your health. Things like that, being overweight, etc., all add to it, without doubt. So that's that. But yes, getting back to the website, really just putting a structure in place. We've got what we need on FTS now. It is right. How do we use that forward? What's the best way to relay that to you guys? So I've now done 6 live trading sessions. I think they've gone down well. I still always would like more feedback. We'll probably do another one this weekend on Sunday. Just I'll have a look at the fixtures tomorrow and publish that if we're going to do one. And obviously then we are into the quiet time of the season after this year, after this week. I will be doing an ultimate session on starting on Monday. I'm going to do some ultimate sessions through the next few weeks of June, just looking at the files and help people use them to get set up for next year. We're going to do a schedule of podcasts, so that's where I'm at the moment. We're working on that. Kerry's going to help with the blog written parts of that, so she's away at the moment. So when she's back, we'll go through and we'll get that schedule published, and then we'll have a regular cycle of podcasts and be able to get them lined up, so that it's not reliant on me jumping on a particular day, so that we can say, right, we're going to do a podcast covering football Friday, we're going to do a mindset podcast on Mondays, we'll do something else on Wednesdays, and perhaps I can do an analysis YouTube on a Saturday. So we've got a structure that goes through the season, and you guys know when it is. I will, of course, if I'm going to do a mindset one, it will be just on that. If I'm going to do a football one on a Friday, that may well be when I talk about current affairs, which I know some people have said they'd rather I didn't, but I've got to get it out somehow. Why are we fucking obsessed with Philip Schofield? What is going on? I mean, of all the serious things in the world, every time I turn my telly on, I'm seeing something about Philip Schofield. Who cares? Who really cares? I just find it staggering that we turn all this shit into news. It should have been one newspaper story. Next day, it should all be forgotten. Just let them sort it out. But people obsessing over it, and all the grifters on social media, using it as a grift to get more money for whatever they do. Absolute nonsense. I just can't believe, with the state of things that are going on, that is in every time you put the news on, Philip Schofield this, Philip Schofield, do me a favour. It's unbelievable. I just honestly do not know what is going on in the world. My brain is exploding with it. So yes, we'll still have bits like that. Absolute nonsense. Sevilla last night, fantastic. Well, no, I mean, what a record that is. What is that, seven, is it? Seven Europa Cups since 2000, Europa Leagues. Absolutely astounding. Got the Manchester Derby Cup final, first one of them. Think that'll be a tall order for United. And then we've got the old Mickey Mouse trophy. I refuse to recognise it. Pete, Spurs fans questioned whether I wanted us to finish eighth. Absolutely, I did. I don't recognise that tournament. We're just inventing tournaments. It's not, you know, the Europa League, ex-UEFA Cup, European Cup, now Champions League, they are established football tournaments. You know, they, Champions League was for champions only. They've expanded that. The Europa League, they've turned it into this league thing now with more fixtures. And then they're just inventing ones on the end. Soon they're going to invent one for teams that finish bottom three. It is all just to generate this fucking money and have games of football. It is... I just do not even recognise it. I didn't recognise it when Spurs were in it a couple of years ago. I didn't want them in it this year. I think it is absolute nonsense. I appreciate this, people who, oh, if you're in a trophy, you carry on. Just not for me. Absolute. It's absolute nonsense. Just the way football's going. I'm annoyed. I hate myself today. I hate myself. I've renewed my season tickets after 59 days of recanting to myself that I'm not going to do it. I've gone and... done it. Just difficult to let go, isn't it? It's just difficult to let go. It's that I don't know what it is. It's the hope that kills you, I guess, but I've had it for over 30 odd years. The one reason I've renewed is because not because I think we'll be any good, because we won't, but because we can sell them now on the ticket exchange. Tottenham have got a ticket exchange, so if you're not going to the game, you can put it on there well in advance, and I've never failed to sell them. I mean, there'll come a time, if we continue as we are, when you will fail to sell them, but you get your money back in effect, bar a small fee. I mean, I haven't been to a game. I've been to two games this year since the World Cup. Over the rest of the time, I've sold the tickets. So I will do that, but it does then at least give me the option, if I want to go to a couple of games and take some people, I can. And I've got my money back predominantly. And then happens, if we did happen to get to a cup final or something, I could secure a ticket. But my interest in it has definitely waned. But it's just a difficult thing to... I still can't rationalise it. I'm still questioning myself now. As soon as I did it, I thought, what am I doing? It's like a drug, isn't it? Funny old thing. But, yeah, I've done it. And it's a difficult one, Tottenham. I have no idea where we're going. Don't think anybody does. I've got one of the reasons with Twitter. I just got fed up with Spurs fans going on. I mean, everybody, Levy out, you see it everywhere now, and I'm no fan, but it's not that we haven't spent money, because we have. We've spent fortunes of money on terrible players, or players that just haven't fitted a plan or anything, you know. Ndombele, 74 million, Richarlison, 60 million, he's been awful. Sanchez, 42 million, I'm a better defender than he is. You're just absolute garbage. Lo Celso, Gil. I mean, Gil, you know, Gil and Lamela win the UEFA Europa League last night. We bought Brian Gil from Sevilla, giving them 25 million and Eric Lamela, and then we loaned them Brian Gil back for nothing, and both those win the Europa League, and we somehow have no player and are terrible. It's just terrible, terrible decisions. And I don't think it's going to get any better. You know, the Spurs fans who are hopeful. But I think the bigger thing is, and I do agree, if we're going to be shit, and I remember the days we were really, really shit, but you just enjoyed the football. I just enjoyed watching somebody like Ginola play. And yeah, Harry Kane's brilliant, but it's a different type of brilliant. You know, just watching people like Ginola, Bale, they were just great footballers to watch, exciting as soon as they got the ball. Where now it's just dull as dishwater. So 60 odd goals we let in, but we'll see. And goodbye to Leeds, Leicester and Southampton. Be interesting to see what happens to them. Everton scrape through by the skin of their teeth, but I still think Everton are going to struggle next season, obviously in a difficult position financially. Leicester Southampton in particular, I think you're going to see them robbed of players over the next couple of months. I'm never a fan. I'm sure Spurs will go in for a couple. I'm never a fan of buying players from relegated teams. We've done it before, and I just think you find that the reason they get relegated is because them players aren't really very good. And I take people saying James Ward-Prowse, a fantastic free kick taker, but other than that, does he do much? But there we go. So, yeah, fucking Philip Schofield is still on my brains why people are doing that. And I used to watch, I don't watch a lot of TV, but I used to, didn't mind, of all those shit shows, the one I didn't mind was BGT. I couldn't be doing with the auditions, drove me mad. But the when they got to like the stage they're at now, the whatever it is, live shows, whatever they call it. And the reason I didn't mind it compared to all the singing ones and that was you just saw the occasional thing that you thought, oh, I haven't seen that before. It was really good. And I was doing something the other night and Sam was at it on. And I came in the room. I think I'd been out with the dog and I came back in and she was watching it. And some bloke in a yellow jacket. What? I don't even know what that was. I don't know his name. I just said, well, that's another one gone. Can't watch that shit. Some bloke in a high-vis jacket prancing about. I've no idea what's going on in the world, honestly. Right, anyway, let's get back to the purpose of this. So, yes, podcasts have not stopped. They will be resuming, but I don't... I'll do the odd one like this if there's too big a gap and people keep asking. But it's more the... get this structure in place... in effect publish that, so this is when we're going to do podcasts, so they become a regular thing for people so they know, and obviously you can choose to listen to them or not, and then putting the other bits around that obviously back up the podcast. I think the podcasts are great, obviously I record them and I think some people have got real benefit out of them. We want a structure where people can find the ones they want to listen to easily, they've got further information in terms of videos or written blogs to back them up, particularly on the mindset ones or the ones where we're trying to help people with their punting, and then we add things around that. So we're looking at the idea of, you know, and this is the sort of questions I've been asking people of newsletters, more or less football analysis videos, me doing more football podcasts, or would you rather I did videos, so that sort of thing. So we're just trying to get all that structure in place to say this is what FTS is going to look like now going into 23-24 and onwards. Looking at the social media use, obviously the social media doesn't get maximized, you know, I've started YouTube, but again, I just started that, let's see if I can do it, we can make that better. Twitter, invariably I just use it to take the piss out of people. You know, is there a better way to share information on these platforms that people will get something out of, as opposed to my rants? Probably might be best just for me to have my own Twitter account where I can talk about what I want to talk about and slag things off, and then have an FTS one where people can go to for information relating to that. So that's all the sort of things we're looking at and trying to structure and get in place. And I think that's the word, really, structure, get a structure to it. So all of us involved now, because it isn't just me, know our jobs, know what to do and go, right, we got to, you know, I've got to do X, Y, Z on the football side and I can sit and do that. Dave can do his bits, Kerry can do the email and perhaps look after the social media and we can run through it. So we've got a much better setup for everybody going forward. So that's where we're at, and that is why there haven't been podcasts. Not because I don't want to do them. I love talking. I love just chapping away like I am now. But I realise that this probably isn't the best use of my time or people getting the most out of it, but hopefully we can get it a really good structure in place to help people. I think we've had, from what I've seen and things I've had, a lot more people punting better and turning a profit this year. You're still going to get the tyre kickers, still going to get the people who don't commit to it, still going to get to the people who tweaks, still going to get to the people who panic. Really interesting conversation in Steve's pre-race trading group. Guy was doing really well at small stakes and he's raised his stakes to 25 quid and it's completely changed. So, you know, that raise in stakes and it just affects you mentally. You know, so all that sort of stuff we can help with and gear into. So, yeah, I mean, I can't, you know, I do say it to people, think I'm being patronized or not, I cannot thank people enough. The more feedback you give us, the more you reply to the polls on FTS, the more you drop emails in. Whilst we cannot take every individual request, but we can take it as a collective, the bits that really matter, and go, yeah, we need to do more there, we can do more there, I can do more bits here and help people. And I think the live sessions, you know, again, I've not had a massive amount of feedback from them, but I think they've gone well, particularly the last couple that I've done. And obviously I've only done six, we've got 24 more to go, and then we'll see where we go from there. But they may well become a regular feature because I'll have the time to do them now. So it may well be that we go, right, you know, twice a month we'll do live trading, and I can get that set up better then, you know, and cover different topics and more execution and this sort of thing. So that is where we're heading. Obviously the football season is winding down. Oh, do this weekend, it will be really go really quiet then. We've got Turkey midweek next week ends. Italy, is it this week, finishes. Can't remember what other one. Spain, is it Spain to go? A couple of the main leagues still to finish this weekend. I can never remember which ones are which. But we've got all those to sort out. And it'll go quiet, but I will be doing those Ultimate. So if you're an FTS Ultimate member, obviously your files and things will stop coming out after Tuesday. I think Friday results process next week will be the last one. But I'm going to do those sessions that I've emailed out about, and you are, everybody's welcome to those. And we'll just go through that Ultimate and best practices and way to use it, so people can go, rather than leave it till July, August, we can get people now so that when it's ready to go next season, they've had time to watch those and get themselves set up. But you know, I'm always going to say it all comes down to your own individual mentality and use. And we've seen a lot of, we see negativity in punting, and we've seen it in certain areas from individuals. And if you're going to be like that, you know, your chances are you're not going to succeed. You've really just got to set yourself up. Ask advice, take that advice when it's given. You know, there's no point asking for help and then when people give you help you just ignore it. You know, you got to decide what sort of help you want and what's valid, and then put that in place and take it forward, and hopefully that should you know, we can get people, more people, to a much better place going into and through 23-24, which will be the first proper football season for 3 or 4 years. So it's one I'm actually really looking forward to, because whilst you, it's difficult to factor these things, I do think the COVID and the World Cup just had an effect on teams and things. I'm not so much it affected the overall and that, but it's just, even the rhythm of the season, you know, you stop for 2-3 months, really difficult to get into a rhythm of what you're doing. So I do think that once now we're going to be into a much better setup. I have to say, I saw some odds for the league next year, and I think I saw Newcastle second favourites and Arsenal third favourites. I couldn't disagree more. I think both those teams have benefited from how the league played out this year with the World Cup and things. Arsenal had the least minutes of players at the World Cup. I think Newcastle was second of the clubs up and around there. Both got off to decent starts, had a relatively easier fixture list. I just don't see them getting as comfy a start this season. I couldn't. City, obviously, you know, City, say it now, City will win the league next year. But I do think Liverpool will be much better. I think Man United will improve. I think Ten Hag, having had a year with those, will get rid of, get a clear, I think it's more getting a clear out of players. I mean, Tottenham need to clear a load out, but I think United, it is getting rid of the Maguires and people like that, and upgrading them, and I think they'll start that process better now he's been there a year. Chelsea, I'm not saying, you know, I've made my views on Poch, but he'll improve Chelsea finishing, what, 39, 40 points, whatever it was, 43 points, absolutely ridiculous. You know, but I think, again, you know, even Potter, whilst I was skeptical of that, you know, that Todd Bowley seems to have just taken a wrecking ball through there, and I think they've obviously going to step back from that, and Poch will improve them without a doubt. I'm not saying he'll win the league, but I think they'll certainly be up there with the likes of Arsenal, Newcastle. So I think you'll probably see a top four of City, Liverpool, United, and then it'll be Chelsea, Arsenal, Newcastle, And Spurs will then will be hanging around underneath them, I expect. But I could not, certainly could not be having Newcastle and Arsenal as second and third favourites, personally. I think there's a massive overreaction to what's gone on this season. But there we go. That is it. Yes, so, yeah, as always, if you have things you'd like to see, email in. If you're on Telegram and haven't looked at the polls, I'd really appreciate it if you did, and just clicked your answer, because we're going through those, and we do want to implement things that you want to see. We want to make it the best experience for you punting as we can, with as much help as we can. That is the ultimate goal. So the more feedback and answers you give us, the better it will be. I'll do a live session probably this weekend. We start the ultimate YouTubes next week, so FTS Ultimate guys, look out for that. I'll probably email out Friday just about that and with the details, and we'll be off and running, getting set up for next season. But no, the pods haven't gone anywhere. There's things that I need to update, trading group and thing. I'm going to do those when I get back from all our travels around the country. I think that's about the 16th of June, so I'll sort of, the season then will be done. I'll update everything, do some final season analysis and things, so I'll get those bits out sort of the third week of June onwards, and then it'll be July, will be, you know, quietish, getting all set up for the season. Golf will continue. Had a good week 2 weeks ago, no good last week. Got a good event this week, the Memorial, one of my favourite events, so I'll have anything out for that tomorrow morning. Really good golf course, when I don't mind watching a bit of that. Ignore Philip Schofield, because I'm not so, if clearly what he's done ain't right, but who really cares, honestly? It's not national fucking news for 2 weeks, is it? And all you got to do to win Britain's Got Talent is wear a high-vis jacket and jump around, apparently. What is going on in the world? It is going fucking nuts. Right, have a lovely I've got me meeting that somebody's already asked me. We are going to do a separate series, hopefully get sorted next week, of the conspiracy theories. So that'll be something to look out for. I'll separate that out from FTS, because I don't think I think it'll appeal to only to certain people. But that if we get it sorted next week, should be a lot of fun to start sort of mid-June onwards as well. Looking forward to that. Right, have a lovely weekend, whatever it is. Not a bank holiday this week, is it? Brian Rendell, good luck again. Hope things go well for you, mate. If you're over 50, do go for your health checks. Get checked up. It is worthwhile. Or eat and drink like me and be a machine. Have a lovely weekend. I will see a lot of you on Sunday in a live trading session.